Welcome back to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kristen Gork.
And we just watched season 2, episode 2 of Wynonna Earp, Shed Your Skin. Lots of goo.
So much goo.
You know, we noticed, I don't think we said it on the podcast, but we mentioned it after we were done recording, that the first episode didn't have any of those moments of over-the-top blood and gore that
we sometimes saw in the first season.
We saw grossness here, but to me, it feels like a real different flavor. Get it? Flavor of grossness? See what I did there?
It was, though, because there wasn't actually any blood and guts, but it was just goo. And they talked about goo.
And bugs.
And then, yeah, mm-hmm. And we realized how fond Kristen is of spider webs.
Yeah, I think that was the most just visceral reaction I've ever seen and heard you have in watching this show to that very first moment when she runs into all the spider webs.
I hate it. I hate spider webs and I hate walking into them and I hate seeing other people walk
how
into them.
How often do you walk into spider
Happened
webs?
Once and it was scarring.
I guess.
Like, I don't think.
I mean, I know how that happens sometimes because, you know, when I walk in the River Valley quite a bit in Edmonton and occasionally like a single strand of spider web will be like across the path, but you can't see it. So like you walk through and you just kind of go, oh, that tickles. So
it's not a tickle.
Like everyone should see Kirsten's face right now. She's it's so daggers. Disgusting and she will never go in the River Valley ever again.
It's so pretty. But yeah, sometimes, especially like at particular times, like in the spring when there's lots mm-hmm. of spiders about. So maybe you should avoid the River Valley.
I like the River Valley. The spider web incident didn't happen in Edmonton.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I should knock on wood as I say this. it's freaking me out.
Blame it on Vancouver spiders.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're huge and gross and they build giant webs outside of doors.
Where they don't have proper winter, all the bugs get
right?
bigger.
That's true.
This is why I live in Edmonton. Everything gets killed mm-hmm. off.
That is one of the That's nicer true. Things about moving here.
Yeah, totally. There are advantages to winter.
Yep.
Small bugs.
And really great scenery, which we keep seeing in mm-hmm. this show. Like, it's cold outside. I like it.
You do get to wear good coats, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Although not everybody wears the most sensible coat or shoes. We have another new character,
yes.
Mercedes. I can't remember her last name. Gordon?
Something with a G.
Yep. I think it
Gardner.
Might be
Gardner. Yeah, Mercedes yep. Gardner. Yes, who had some amazing shoes. Which
and a great hot pink coat over a great mm-hmm.
polka dot dress.
Yep.
So it
Her
was a
whole
great,
ensemble was fantastic.
It was a great coat. I didn't feel like either of those are particularly weather appropriate, but she did just move back.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. from out east.
Yep.
AKA Toronto.
Probably. Yep.
Maybe she wasn't expecting it to be that because it did seem very cold.
Mm-hmm. She may have to. It's interesting. One of you guys pointed out the difference in Eliza's dressing compared to the way that everybody else dresses. And I found in the previous episode, was that you?
Yes, that was me.
Yep. And I kind of noticed that about Lucado as well.
Like, yes.
She's styled very particularly and very differently. And yeah, now we have Mercedes, who is definitely, you know, kind of the rich girl sort of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they could have had a stylist work with them where everyone else, even though I love Waverly's clothes, they mm-hmm. look like clothes that someone pulls out of their closet and puts on without being designed or fashioned.
Yep.
Or yeah. it just seems mm-hmm. natural. It seems like that's an outfit a normal person wears.
Yep. Yep, exactly. Whereas somebody who's probably making, you know, the whatever big bucks that Black Badge Division makes, like that's the kind of stuff that Lucado is putting on her weird power suits and
yeah,
strangely
odd
sleeved
like mm-hmm. things.
Yes. Which I quite
Off
like.
Often white.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Like I have my day job is an office job and I have to dress business casual and like I would really love to walk into a meeting with one of her weird cape things.
Right.
Be like that would be a power suit for sure.
You'd have to like take the cape off, swirl mm-hmm. it around the back of your chair.
Oh,
and sit
and I
down.
Would.
Hello,
would.
I'm in charge of this meeting.
I'm not really in charge of any meetings, but I'd feel like I was.
If you were wearing that, they'd just put you in charge.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yep. Okay, so I did think at some point during the episode, so are they earning paychecks now from Black Badge? Are they getting paid?
Wouldn't Wynonna have been getting paid even before then because yes, of true. Dolls?
Yep, she probably was. So I guess they all
because they got to make some sort of money, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I guess you know Doc wasn't making quite enough to buy Shorties,
so blackmail. He had
to blackmail Lucado, and
which feels like a Doc move.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah,
and we find out that she has now hired some mercenaries to send after dolls to kill him.
Yeah, but
Doc's pretty convinced that. The dolls killed them all. She didn't deny this, so
that's true.
Well, and Doc's blackmail scheme is partly for his own benefit to get the bar and do whatever he's doing in that basement down
right.
there.
He's being and super shady right now.
Yeah, but he's also doing it to protect Wynonna and Waverly. And he told Wynonna, you watch your back, because she may seem like she's backed off because I've secretly behind your back blackmailed her, but be careful because she's not your friend. She's not on your side.
It's true. Yeah. Yep. He's gone into his whole like protection mode where he pulls back from her, which is nice in a sense that we can see what he's doing, but it just breaks my heart for poor Wynonna.
I know. Well, in the fake out shower thing after they talked about showering and then they have a shower.
It was so great.
He was smoking in the shower.
Yeah. Or at least he had a cigarette.
He had a cigarette.
Yep. And then Jeremy is randomly there outside of the shower.
It made me think of you, Erica, how you talk about where they subvert your expectations. Yep. Like, they're in the shower and you're like, totally. Oh yeah, it's sexy yes. time. Yes. And then, no, they're like decontaminating and there are people watching them.
Yep. And yet they're still being sort of flirtatious at the same time in front of everyone.
It's so them. Like, it just feels very natural for these characters to be that way.
But then later in the episode, he's so cold to her and she basically asks him to be with her and he just coldly puts her down.
Yes.
I'm like, what is up with that?
And she called him on at least.
Yeah. It's interesting that they were doing the flirtation thing, like you said, Kristen, while there are other people there watching, but when it's the two of them alone, that's when he's cold and distant. Mm-hmm. So I find that interesting that he really is doing the cold shoulder thing and pulling away from her. You know,
again, at the end with they have a drink, she asks for a drink.
Yeah.
And then he's like, take the bottle. I'm out. And he just basically walks away from her down to whatever's going on in the basement.
Whatever they're cooking up in the basement where they need ventilation. And
at first I thought it was moonshine, like he was going to be moonshining because it seemed like a Doc thing to do. But then, what was her name? I can't remember.
Rosita.
Rosita,
he calls her Rosie.
Yeah, so then Rosita says something about reverse engineering or something.
But I remember what's happening. So Kirsten, do you have any theories?
Well, it's, you know, ventilation and that kind of thing and reverse engineering makes me think of Breaking Bad and cooking up drugs. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how that serves any purpose for Doc and why he would need
Doc's
that so quickly.
Become the drug lord of purgatory? Yeah, it's
probably... Well, somebody has to because Bobo's gone. So.
That's true. That is true.
I have no theories. I have not had a time to tinker with it in my brain.
Mm-hmm. But drug lord doesn't seem like a... 930 years ago Doc Holliday sort of move, like
you're probably
moonshine
not.
No
yeah.
that
totally,
is very
yeah but
and there's got to be some I would hope some better purpose for whatever he's working on.
Yeah, when what does Rosita bring that
and how does he know her?
Yeah,
and he did say I'm doing it for a friend. He didn't specify like what it was he was doing.
Does he have friends?
Right.
He seems to be shutting them all down.
He's friends with Waverly.
Right. Yeah,
that's true. So far still. Yeah. Waverly, who we didn't really talk too much about her, you know, we mentioned her black eyes in the previous episode. We didn't mention that she like basically stared down that Hala
the soul-sucking demon.
Yes. Yep. And this time she ended the episode by munching on a spider thing.
There's so like more grossness.
So many sound effects this crunch. Episode that made me cringe.
That was a lot of the grossness was the excellent sound effects.
Two herb girls though walking out even though they're covered with slime and swinging their weapons was delightful.
Oh, that was
really carrying like a tire iron or something.
It was a tire iron. That's what she used to smash the exit. So like, you know, it's perfect. Like she's all good up. She's like, you can easily just swing it around in your hand because your hand is just
right.
Sledgehammer, tire iron.
Yep. Yeah. That was pretty badass. And then two, this show is so self-aware. I love it because then Mercedes looks up at them and she's just like, I don't know whether to be, what did you say, relieved or jealous?
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, because they really do look badass and we're going to comment on that in the show because that's the kind of show that this is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and again, I think you see their relationship progressing they went through all that Willa stuff, and now they're back in a good space with each other and relying on each other. And Winona talks at the very end too about her feelings about Willa, and they burn everything, mm-hmm. sort of say goodbye yeah. to her. So that's like the sisters.
They had that great moment together. Where they were lighting the fire, and yes. like, don't use all the whiskey
to light the
don't
fire.
Don't light my pants on
don't
fire.
Don't put my pants on the fire.
Yeah, like little woohoos.
Yeah, it was super cute.
Yeah, I feel like don't put all the whiskey on the fire. Or, that's just words to live by.
This agreed,
is, right?
Yes.
It's just this show is full of great wisdom, and I also liked how Waverly continued to. Continue to like whoop it up in the background when Winona comes in to talk to Doc and have that conversation.
Hear little sounds in the background.
Yeah,
he shuts her down. Around. Although he starts out by saying, like, you know, it's okay to miss dolls.
Yeah.
So, you know, he kind of points it out, and then we get her saying, she actually comes clean. He says she's lying, but that she would never have kissed dolls if she didn't think that Doc was dead.
Oh.
And Kirsten pointed at the screen and was like, see,
I knew it.
Accusatorily. It seems like there's definitely a little bit of hurt feelings there from on Doc's
or
end.
Or has Doc decided he's just bad news and she should be with dolls?
Oh, I hope he's not doing that noble bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? Why are you pulling back? I don't understand. It's making me crazy.
Yeah,
it's working. Whatever they're doing, it's working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, no new hat. Like, no. Why does he still not have a hat? I feel like this is not something that's
right. That needs to be rectified.
Yeah.
Maybe now that he has a bar, he'll bring in some money and he can go hat shopping.
Go buy a hat. I mean, they're not cheap. Good hats mm-hmm. are not cheap. So, and I can't see him in like a shoddy hat.
No, he wouldn't want that. Be in a good hat.
Mm-mm.
Maybe he needs a proper mourning period before he can get a new
perhaps.
Hat.
I mean, he's had that hat presumably for 130 years.
That's true. That's true. It's a ripe old hat.
Yeah. I also love how much Jeremy loves Doc.
Oh, yes! That face when he's like, can I go and wait outside?
He's like a little puppy.
I like him so much.
Didn't he say, if I could have some downtime, I want to spend it with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
aw, it's like, all do.
I know.
Agreed. And it's in, you can't really tell if it's just a, like, oh my God, it's Doc Holliday, sort of a starstruck crush, or if it's like an actual crush and he has,
yeah, because there
really
was kind of that
to
moment
him.
Too, where there was, yeah.
Either
it's
way,
interesting.
It's
adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yep. And he seems really excited about doing his sciencey stuff, which is nice. And, like, you know, runs out. It's an eggshell. yeah. Fun stuff.
Yeah, he's charming.
Mm-hmm. And we also have not one, but two creepy black shrouded women that smell like perfume. Apparently.
And who have no faces and open their mouths in creepy ways at the end.
Mm-hmm. And they're so wispy.
Yep. Yes, they're very wispy.
Do you think it's Willa? Or do you think one of them is Willa, I guess?
I don't think so. Actually, when I first saw it, it reminded me of Waverly's eyes, the way the bottom kind of wisps sometimes.
Oh.
I don't know if there's a connection there, but that's what I picked up on.
It was a bit of a similar special effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that could just be coincidence, but...
Mm-hmm.
They also mentioned it's her mother's perfume.
That's true.
So if just because Willow was the one who wore it doesn't mean
yep. And I mean, it's, I assume it was a commercially available brand of perfume. I had never heard of it, but
neither, but I don't wear perfume.
Yeah neither do I.
I do, but it's not called that. I can't even remember what it's called, but it's not that.
And then we had it was interesting that there were kind of almost a lot of MacGuffins, like the spidery things were really just that was a MacGuffin, because that wasn't the point. They were just a thing to kill. And then Earl was also there.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
we also had the two creepy shrouded ladies surrounding something on the floor,
which
looked like a remnants of some ritual.
Yep, a ritual happened and it had a big old crack down the middle. So
yeah.
Poor Earl. That left me wondering, okay, he's a revenant, so only Peacemaker can put him down, but he looked like he was kind of dead, so is eventually going to come back?
Yeah, I was expecting her to shoot him to fully put him down, but she didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Can she do that after they've died? And I say that with air quotes that people can't see because they're listening.
Who knows?
Yes.
Interesting. Maybe we'll find out more. I don't remember. See, this is the nice thing about having a crap memory is that
you can rewatch things. And
yeah, it's really exciting.
Surprised again.
Like, I know some big things that will happen at some point, but even those things, I have no idea when they're happening. Could be the next episode. Could be the second to last episode. Who knows? So,
well, and I'm assuming the hand from last episode is one of the wispy ghost things being black creatures.
Ooh, that is an excellent point.
Like, totally makes sense.
And they're around, so. If that's the case, then it seems like you've got a multi-episode big bad coming in.
Yep. Yeah, which is nice because sometimes you think it's going to be that way, and it's not. And even when they were smashing the eggs, I was kind of like, this is a little too easy.
Yep.
Like, nothing's coming to protect its little eggs, and they just, like, smashed them up and walked on out.
Yeah.
Indeed.
But then last season... they got rid of the Stone Witch much sooner, like quite a ways before the end of the season too. So she seemed like one of the big bads and then didn't make it through a whole season.
It's true.
Nope.
Keeping us on our toes.
That's right.
Always
like it.
Subverting our expectations. I love it. All right. Well, anything else before we mosey?
I'm glad Waverly and Nicole have sort of made up.
Yes.
She's going to help her figure out if she's really an ERP or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we need one romance to be working.
Right? Yeah, yep. I can't handle all the... That end moment with them was quite nice.
It was very tastefully done.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we noticed again that all the lingerie in Purgatory is top notch.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, there's that whatever lingerie store they have there is... just fantastic. I picture like a little lady who that's been her like her entire life's job is like picking out the like she you walk into the shop and she knows exactly what's the perfect the perfect lingerie
she knows
you.
How to properly measure you.
Yes with her little measuring tape.
Unlike so many attendants at mall stores. Ugh.
Yeah they offer opinions and they're always wrong.
They absolutely are. I've never had a good experience. All right. Well, on that depressing real world note, I think
we'll just make sure we go bra shopping in Purgatory sometime.
Yes, absolutely. That'll be on the list for the road trip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here. Okay. Well, until next time.
Lights out, bitch.